This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Okay, we're moving a little closer. We're getting a little closer. I told you guys I would give you the latest and the greatest coming in terms of polls. I'm in Nevada. We're being told that 90% of the votes are in. The Catherine Cortez Masto, Senate incumbent, up against Adam Laxalt, is making some headway. I can't tell you how many thousands of votes are left because it's been very back and forth. At first, we were told 2 days ago that there was 100,000 votes remaining. Yesterday, we were told there was another 50,000 votes. Excuse me, Adam Laxalt and Catherine Cortez Masto differ right now by 9,000 votes, maybe 8,990. I mean, we are talking about it's tight, it's razor thin. But they say 90%. Reporting. With 50,000 votes that they're still working on, I heard the number was down to 41,000. It could still be anyone's race. We are watching very closely also the governor race. The governor race is a little bit more, has a little bit more of a cushion for Joe Lombardo. Joe Lombardo is beating Steve Sisolak right now, our current governor. Joe Lombardo is the Republican sheriff of Clark County. Steve Sisolak is our incumbent Democrat. He's at 427,800 votes as opposed to Joe Lombardo, 456,000. So we're looking at 29,000 vote difference. So Joe Lombardo might still hold on to our lead, his lead. In terms of the House, we're not really, there's a couple races that are really, really close between Susie Lee and April Becker. 93% of the votes reporting, which I know kind of doesn't make a lot of sense to people. How do we only have 90% of the votes in for the governor and the senator race, the Senate race? But we have 93% reporting, same site, for the congressional. I mean, is it that they could see that the ballots didn't have that on there? Well, because it's a different district. So not all ballots are the same because depending on the district you're in. So for district number 3, which has been held by Republicans often, is currently held by a Democrat, and she is leading by 4,500 votes. I mean, it is tight. Mark Amaday, District 2, was already called. Dina Titus, District 1, usually held by a Democrat. I think District 1 used to be a Shelley Berkeley seat. She tried to go for senator, lost to Dean Heller. Dina Titus came back and has been holding her seat for multiple Democratic sessions. Mark Robertson is trailing by about 7,800 votes. And then Nevada District 4, that's been kind of mixed. Stephen Horsford is beating out Sam Peters by 6,300 votes. So this is why we don't have an answer yet coming out of Nevada, because things are still too close, and they're saying we still have about 30 or 40,000 votes. The Clark County Registrar came on the news yesterday. We heard a little bit of that yesterday, where they said they are going to work throughout the weekend. They hope to be done by Sunday, but the problem we have is the mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballots have to be postmarked in Nevada by Election Day. So if you went to the mailbox November 8th and that doesn't make it to the city to be counted till next week, they want to wait and make sure all, because they don't know how many mail-in ballots are. This is why I said we got to track it. They just need to know. Right now, and I know people can, you know, you could go online and ballot tracks, but not everybody's doing that. So they have no idea what's going to be in the mail on Saturday, and they have no idea what's going to be in the mail on Monday. And that's why we're delaying. I think maybe we need to change the mail and ballot postmark date. And then if you miss it by that date, you could drop it off with the tracker and have a very publicized, highly televised live watching of you getting updates as your electronic, as your tracked ballot gets pulled out of the box, gets tallied, and you could see it and watch it happen. I think that's going to be the only answer later to this, because it's a mess. So here we are all waiting. In Arizona, I can tell you that I believe they're at, I don't think they're telling us how much yet the percentage reported, because I think last we heard there was hundreds of thousands of ballots. I don't know where we are today. We haven't gotten that yet. In terms of House seats, some of them are still tight. And then in terms of the Senate, that is a race, 82%. We got 82% reporting coming in. Mark Kelly still leads Blake Masters. Mark Kelly is the Democratic incumbent leading by, and I'm trying to do my math as quickly as possible, close to 100,000 votes, or close to 100,000 votes. So it's looking more like we are going to have, if Adam Laxalt can pull it off, a split where Georgia is going to decide if it puts the Republicans over or ties it with the Democrats. So currently, we are at, and I apologize because from a House standpoint, or from a Senate standpoint, the Republicans are 49, the Democrats are 48. If Adam Laxalt wins, Republicans are at 50. But then if the Democrats win Masters and one other race, and the Georgia race, then it's going to be 50-50. If the Democrats lose in Georgia, that goes to the Republicans, and Republicans are in the lead. It's tight. Too tight for the Republicans to say this was a red wave. The House is looking like it will be in Republican control. One website I've been using is the New York Times. For those of you that are kind of, a little confused by why some sites say the Republicans only have 207 seats and others 211. But we are waiting for a few more California seats to go to the right, others going to the left, and all they need are 7 more seats. And right now, they look like they have maybe 9 or 10 that could go their way. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I'm not on Truth Social a lot because I barely am on Twitter, and I'm just not, really catching up with all my social media. But apparently Donald Trump has been making some comments about, some of the other candidates, and many of you have kind of reached out going, what's going on? Why is he doing this? Apparently he has verbally attacked DeSantis and made a tweet or a Truth Social, I think they call them truths, made a quote-unquote truth about Youngkin, Governor Youngkin. And that was something that was a little bit of a shock. Apparently he wrote, this is the Virginia Republican governor. He says, Youngkin, now that's an interesting take, sounds Chinese, doesn't it? And he put that in parentheses. In Virginia, couldn't have won without me. I endorsed him. did a very big Trump rally for him telephonically, got MAGA to vote for him, or he couldn't have come close to winning, but he knows that and admits it besides having a hard time with the Dems in Virginia, but he'll get it done. Now, again, that's a lot. Why would he say that? Is he supporting him? Is he not? Is he trying to put him in his place because he thinks he's going to run against him in a primary? Youngkin had beat Terry McAuliffe, became governor November 2021. Trump endorsed him. I don't think he was there personally. Like he said, he was there telephonically. But there has been some discussion that Glenn Youngkin might be running for president, might be thinking about presidential a presidential run. DeSantis, I don't know if DeSantis is running or not, but Trump has already kind of gone on a bandwagon against DeSantis. He took credit for his rising political career, blasted Fox, Wall Street Journal, New York Post for embracing the governor and blaming the subpar midterm performance on Trump. There's been a lot of, and I get it, it's a very, very emotional discussion of the election. We don't have the election done, but you have a lot of Republicans concerned that it wasn't a red wave. You have a lot of Democrats going, you see, the Republicans didn't, you know, make the moves that they thought they would. It's because of Trump. Is it because of Trump? Is it? I mean, is it that a lot of Republicans said, I don't like Trump, so I'm not going to vote for this Republican candidate? I don't know. I don't know. I would not say that whatever happened with this election was a referendum on Trump. I know a lot of media would like to do that. I think there are some issues within the Republican Party with Trump and DeSantis in terms of who to choose. I think people are mixed. Many people want to move on from, you know, the drama. Others are like, we want to get this country back again. We love the 4 years under Trump with the exception of COVID. And we want to get the border back, our economy back, infrastructure back, national security back. So, you know, people are mixed. What I foresee happen, and I've been kind of mixed on this, but I think Trump is going to on Tuesday say he's running. I know a lot of Republicans said maybe wait. He's not going to wait. He has been dying to get back in there ever since he lost the election or was concerned about how he lost the election in 2020. And he wants to show that the American people want him. I get asked, would Republicans support him if he is the primary candidate? If he's up against Biden, yeah, I think Republicans would. Even though they may not like the drama, they might groan a little bit going, oh, we're going to go through this again. I think they would prefer him over Biden. If Biden retires, to have Kamala, the first female president, so she gets to come in as an incumbent, go at the election as incumbent, which is one of my theories. Not saying it's going to happen, but some people think he's going to retire, you know, for medical reasons. I think he's going to want to take some credit, you know, and say, look, I want to do this on purpose. So we'll see what happens there. But if Trump is against Kamala, yeah, I think he's going to win. If Trump is up against Michelle Obama, if Trump is up against, it might be something different, you know, or some of the other, you know, rising stars of the Democratic Party. If Trump is up against Hillary Clinton, no. People are still mad at the Clintons. Those that supported Bernie Sanders are furious with what happened in terms of their infighting, the Democratic Party. So, you know, Trump could still win. You know, Republicans talk and they say, oh, you know, I don't know if it's a good idea. I don't know if he should run. You know, he's not likable. Well, a lot of people don't like DeSantis. I think DeSantis did very good for Florida. It shows how he won Florida. Considering the hurricanes and him dealing with an election with Nicole coming. And, you know, he looks like, he he's not popular in terms of from across the United States because many people might not like some of his ultra-conservative views. I think he'd be an excellent candidate for the Republicans. But if Trump is going to go up against him, the Republicans need to really figure this out before this happens. The last thing we need is the primary for any, you know, whether it's, you know, a Democratic primary or Republican primary, when you want your candidate to go as far as it can to be completely eviscerated, you know, during, you know, months before they have to run. And so, you know, Kamala Harris ripped into Biden, I think brought up issues of, you know, segregation and racism and all sorts of things. She loses the primary, and now she ends up being his vice president and has to say, oh, you know, that was just politics or whatever she said in terms of, you know, whatever you say is you know, put in stone now. It's on the internet, it's everywhere, even though I don't have it in front of me to relay that to you, but it's out there. So do we really want Trump eviscerating DeSantis or Youngkin if they could later be candidates? Is it, and it, you know, and you know, Trump has that, some people like him in terms of him being open and, you know, schoolyard fighting. Others think it, there might be a more professional way to do it. So, would I rip on Youngkin's name? No, I wouldn't. I really don't know where that came from. I mean, is he trying to be a comedian? That's the other thing, too. You know, what, you know, people originally said, well, Donald Trump is a narcissist and, you know, was psychologically a narcissist. I'm like, well, many, I'm sure there's some narcissism in Zuckerberg and Elon Musk, and you become a multi-millionaire or billionaire and, you know, you have a following, you start to kind of, you know, embrace some of that fame. But, you know, why, it almost seems like he wants the jokes. He wants people to think he's funny. I mean, people already think he's formidable. They already think he's rich. He has enough of a base thinking he's a good leader. But he wants to still do a couple things. He wants to show they didn't really lose, that there was fraud, that mail-in ballots did allow room for fraud, and that those final numbers weren't accurate. That's what he wants to prove still, which is why I think he's going to run again. And it sounds like he also wants people to think he's funny. Or he wants to, you know, or maybe this isn't him tweeting this. Maybe he has somebody going, look, you know, if you want your name in a headline, they're trying not to talk. They're you know, we're going to steer the narrative. They want to say that the lack of red wave is your fault. So why don't we give them something else to complain about? And that's something I've always believed with how Trump did his presidency. When he would throw these tweets and people are like, what the hell is he saying? Why would he be doing this? And I'm like, well, it's a distraction. The media jumps on that. It's like the lesser of two evils. You know, I made fun of Youngkin's name. So now they're going to go after him for that, but then there's something else he did that throughout his presidency where he was making, you know, some pretty significant foreign policy deals while he distracted the media with a stupid tweet. So maybe that's what he's doing here. Maybe, you know, or these tweets are his own and he wants people to think he's funny. I don't know. I am still perplexed by that. But he, I think if he is going to be at any risk of losing, he might not want to run because I don't think he could handle a loss. I don't think his psyche could handle another loss. And he's not going to want to go down as losing a second election. But I don't think he thinks he can lose. You know, I mean, he has some of the largest attendance to his rallies, and he has such a following that we've never seen with another Republican candidate, that you know, he has more of a following than DeSantis, even though DeSantis can be a huge star in the Republican Party, that I think he is going to run. I'm just you know, forgetting that maybe these are distractions. There's something else going on. I'd rather everybody jump on his Truth Social comment than watch what he's doing. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are honoring service members across the country on Veterans Day today. Veteran and Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox and Friends that every veteran deserves respect and gratitude.
Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. This is a day when we remember their service and their sacrifice in defense of our nation.
Tropical Depression Nicole will soak the Southeast Friday, bringing much-needed rain to areas suffering from drought, but threatening lives and property elsewhere in the region. The forecast is calling for 2 to 4 inches of rain from central and eastern Georgia all the way to the western and central parts of the Carolinas, eastern Tennessee, southwestern Virginia, and southeastern Kentucky. President Biden is leading international climate talks in Egypt as part of the United Nations Climate Change Conference. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you that kind of like horse racing, you know, and sports betting, and you know, did you kind of look at this whole vaccine rollout as a little bit of a horse race, a little bit of a sport? I did. And AstraZeneca was thought originally to probably be one of the front runners. Never got its foot in the ground in America. And now it's admitting defeat, saying we're not even going to try. I mean, Novavax made headway, and we don't really hear much about who's administering that. Whoever got in first got the golden egg. So AstraZeneca, whose vaccine is kind of similar to the Johnson & Johnson one in terms of an adenovirus vector bringing in DNA, And then the DNA telling our DNA to make mRNA as opposed to just the mRNA coming in and doing the instructions using the cell, you know, to make the work. It's like, you know, can we use your warehouse, so to speak, and borrow your workers, as opposed to AstraZeneca has more of an adenovirus DNA delivery system. Telling our DNA, okay, you need to make the, you know, telling the warehouse supervisor, you need to make the instructions, and then you need to tell your guys to do what we want. That's kind of how AstraZeneca works. And it made headway in the UK and Europe early on, but now they're saying that their application has become very large and overcomplicated, and that the FDA has refused to give it the green light. Also, because it's similar to Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca had some issues with blood clots early on. And so FDA has been a little bit slow and has been kind of dragging its heels. Pfizer, however, moving forward with a COVID flu vaccine. Pfizer has been the front runner, especially since they have the pediatric application. Moderna has moved forward with pediatrics and is also going to try to do a COVID flu RSV vaccine. So Moderna could win the race, but Moderna has some issues because another study shows how much of the cardiac myocarditis complication is more of a Moderna thing than some of the other vaccines. Even though Pfizer has it as well, but not as much as Moderna, we're going to talk about in a second. So AstraZeneca said its application for the emergency use authorization in the U.S. would be dropped. It's become overcomplicated. CEO Pascal Soriot said, as the primary vaccination needs of the U.S. are being met already, AstraZeneca has decided that it will not submit a biologics license application for Vaxzevria, which is their vaccine. The company will continue to focus its efforts on ensuring availability of Vaxzevria everywhere else around the world, including submissions for its use as a booster. So not being able to get into the American market is painful, but it's going to be more financially painful to try to launch it. And people, I mean, we're having trouble, you know, people being enthusiastic about the booster from Pfizer and Moderna. The millions have gotten it, but nowhere near, you know, what happened originally. And so Well, now they're saying that AstraZeneca uses a cold virus to transfer spike protein. I'm under the impression it's DNA. So hold on a second. If you guys don't mind, I want to look that up because sometimes these articles are wrong. Sometimes I'm wrong, but I want to make sure because it's a DNA vaccine. It's also a vector. It contains S proteins. It does have modified, okay, yeah, they use a chimpanzee adenovirus vector encoding it is a DNA, but I see how people are kind of confused by it. It has DNA and not that's the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. So we need to kind of be careful because I think some of these sites are, it's the DNA coding for the spike protein. It's not just taking the spike protein. It's the DNA coding for it. I was right. It's just some of these sites might be oversimplifying it, okay? Because that was a big deal. That was another thing that made the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson less popular. And it's because people didn't want anything messing with their DNA. The mRNA was a little easier to tolerate because we were told the mRNA will not touch our DNA. The mRNA will come into the cell, use the cytoplasm and their workers, like I said, use the warehouse workers to do what it needed to do without waking up the sleeping giant. And so some people are like, as long as it doesn't touch our DNA, AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson does have to ask our DNA to do something. That made people a little nervous, even though the safety profile said it's okay. So it's AstraZeneca, if you remember, was one of the first to get launched. December of 2020, they received approval for UK use. French President Emmanuel Macron had discussed after a month in that it was quasi-effective in the over 65s. That was right before the EU Medicines Regulator approved it. Then AstraZeneca had an issue in Germany by February 26, so 2 months after the rollout, where Angela Merkel said she will not have the AstraZeneca jab, and she is not in the recommended age group. So then you saw, okay, wait a second, if the leaders aren't going to get it, now what's going on? Now, by March 1, French government U-turns and approves it for those over 65. Then in Denmark, Norway, and Iceland, they suspended it. This was March of 2020 because of blood clots. Then France suspends it March 15th because of blood clot fears. France reapproves it 4 days later, but restricts it to only those over 55 and not young individuals. This is being reported by Daily Mail. By April of 2020, the EU medicines regulator says it found a rare blood clot side effect of the AstraZeneca shot, but added the overall risk benefit still remains positive, so the benefits outweigh the risks. In May, the UK decides to restrict it to the over 40s because of a small risk of blood clots. By May 12th, UK medicines regulator said it spotted 294 cases of clots in British, affecting 1 in 80,000. By September 9th, AstraZeneca and Pfizer are approved in the UK to be used for third doses. So now I guess the agency is talking about booster shots and things like that for AstraZeneca. But we pretty much are using Pfizer and Moderna. You could use Johnson & Johnson still as your booster if you want, but most people are using Pfizer and Moderna. The problem is Moderna still is plagued with the myocarditis risk numbers. They said the rates of myocarditis and pericarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle or around the heart, respectively, in individuals within 3 weeks of getting their second shot were 35.6 and 22.9, respectively, per million doses. This is almost three times more, maybe two and a half times more than Pfizer. Pfizer had it up in 12.6 and 9.4 per million. So 12.6 times the myocarditis compared to 35.6 Moderna. Pfizer had 9.4 cases per million of the pericarditis, inflammation around the heart, compared to 22.9 with Moderna. So the study authors did caution that, look, you still get heart inflammation with COVID. So, they do not want you to not get vaccinated in fear of getting this when there's at risk with COVID. But it still makes people kind of concerned. They say the myocarditis events are mostly self-limiting. There's, benefits provided by vaccination. So they're still pro-vaccination. But it might help inform policymakers and individuals which to choose, Pfizer or Moderna. And so I have seen myocarditis in both Pfizer and Moderna recipients. And, I told my boys, when you're getting the vaccine, don't work out for a couple weeks. But I should have told them, this was early on, I should have told them, watch for it a few weeks after. But I'm not going to have them not work out for a month. They need to live. They need to exercise. So it's interesting. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when you go to the dentist, I don't like going to the dentist. My dentist is cool. Love that he exists. I just don't like going to the dentist. I have as much anxiety about going to the dentist as getting a pap smear. And I'm not really an anxious person. I don't suffer from anxiety, but I'm like, oh, God, and I put it off, and I put it off, and I procrastinate. And then when I go, I make a lot of jokes. You can always tell when I'm nervous because I make a lot of jokes. And they can't get me to shut up because they're trying to clean my teeth. And then they're like, okay, now we got to go in. Looks like you have a cavity, so we have to inject your mouth. And I'm like, oh, okay, so that, you know, like, I got a joke for you. What? What's the difference between an election and a tampon? What? Well, one gives you headaches, pelvic cramps, and it seems like never-ending misery. The other might require a tampon. Okay, just so can we do the injection, please? And I'm like, okay. And, you know, so I get a little nervous. But you know what, though? I get out of there fine. I don't usually have a lot of cavities. I've been told I have a beautiful arch of my teeth only. And so I'm overall a happy girl. But wouldn't it be nerve-wracking if that fluid, the water, you know, that they're using to flush you was contaminated? Well, the CDC is warning dental patients of rare bacterial infections via the water lines. Fox News is reporting that the CDC has issued an emergency response and preparedness health advisory about outbreaks of non-tuberculous mycobacteria infections that have happened in dental water lines. Wow. So mycobacteria is the genus and species of tuberculosis, but it doesn't necessarily mean all mycobacteria are tuberculosis. When you hear mycobacteria, like, oh my God, TB. No, these are non-TB infections. The alert was issued through the health network. It reminds dental patients and professionals the importance of sanitation during dental procedures. Now, these are opportunistic infections that can put some groups at increased risk, including those with underlying lung disease or depressed immune systems. Infections are rare, but the CDC noted that there have been multiple documented cases of children contracting non-tuberculous mycobacteria after undergoing pulpotomies. Now, pulpotomies is a procedure that involves the removal of a tooth's diseased pulp. This is according to the American Dental Association. So the documented outbreaks reportedly happened in March 2022. They stem from a pediatric dental clinic where treatment water had high levels of bacteria, according to the CDC. The city and state where the recent outbreaks occurred haven't been disclosed. The non-TB mycobacteria were transmitted by the dental unit water lines. The CDC defined as narrow bore plastic tubing that carries water through a high-speed handpiece, air, water, syringe, or ultrasonic scaler. Now, the CDC is investigating these cluster of outbreaks, and the preliminary site visit has been conducted. As I said, it doesn't necessarily mean it's in your area. We just don't know the city and state. I'm sure that's making everybody nervous. They said similar outbreaks at pediatric dental offices have happened in the past, 71 in California, where they were infected with odontogenic infections that originate in the teeth or surrounding tissue, non-tuberculous mycobacteria, after pulpotomy procedures in 2016. 2015, 24 dental patients in Georgia were infected with an odontogenic non-tuberculous mycobacteria, same procedure. So something about the pulpectomies, probably because it allows an access to the bloodstream and access to, you know, more tissue. You know, you could, you know, remove a cavity and not necessarily, well, no, you remove a wisdom tooth, it's pretty bloody. So, many of the children, I got to look into that. Why pulpectomy? Many of the children, they said, develop severe infections, lymphadenitis, mandibular or maxillary osteomyelitis, which is an infection in the bone, hospitalization. They needed IV antibiotics or surgical procedures. Complications included permanent tooth loss, hearing loss, facial nerve palsy, and incision fibrosis or scarring. So these dental waterline units are being told, are prone to biofilm formation and bacteria buildup when water flow rates are low and have frequent periods of stagnation, hence lockdowns. Hence, I know some dentists were open for they were open for emergencies, but a lot of dentists didn't have enough walk-in emergencies, let's say, to warrant, because it's expensive to have your hygienist on deck and to have your staff. And many dentists have told me that because they could be in a slew of trouble, if they saw one non-emergent case, it's too risky to be open. And there's not enough emergent cases. Now, I was getting on telemedicine emergent cases all the time. And they're not saying, the CDC isn't saying this came from COVID. But you wonder if that might have started some of this process. Because some dentists were closed for 9 months. And I'm sure they flushed the lines. I'm sure they had protocol, but still. So high numbers of waterborne bacteria can be found on untreated dental unit water systems. Legionella, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, non-tuberculous mycobacteria. They say other dental procedures could also be at risk with tainted water, such as excisions, biopsies, periodontal surgeries, apical surgeries, implant surgeries, teeth extractions, and bone removals. Now, dental surgeons and practitioners use sterile solutions as a coolant and irrigant, using an appropriate delivery device, sterile bulb, sterile tubing that bypasses dental unit water lines, or sterile single-use devices. So when you are, like, you know, when you have surgery and they're going to irrigate you, let's say, they're going to use sterile water. They're not going to use it from a pipe source. So they're saying that when these surgical procedures happen, like my oral surgeon, it doesn't look like it's hooked up to the central water system. It's a separate amount. It's a separate sterile solution, you know, that just like with any other surgery. I mean, you know, a doctor, you know, might wash his hands, come and see you using the sink. But when you get a certain procedure done, we use sterile water or sterile saline. So the agency recommends dental professionals' facilities follow infection control, dental settings, monitor water quality, treat dental unit water lines, and the biofilm can be removed and prevented if they do routine sanitation practices. The disinfectants have to meet EPA standards, just like drinking water and other commercial disinfectants. So they want dental providers to consult manufacturer instructions, making sure they're using the appropriate methods and to be on it. And then, you know, if you have an infection, if you have pain, if you have fever, if your neck hurts, if your jaw hurts, those could be signs of an infection. Any swelling, abscess, you got to get that checked out. And it's interesting because over the past couple of years, I've had people who had a dental procedure and called me saying they can't get a hold of the dentist and they have an infection. And I'm like, didn't the dentist give you antibiotics right after the, you know, yeah, but I still, there's still something wrong. Like, we got to go back and see them. And then I would, you know, add an antibiotic. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, gosh, you know, we don't want to think we, you know, you can trust a dentist. I've been going to the dentist for how many years now? We're fine. It's just, it's something that dentists need to be, up to date on. We are still watching this deadly listeria outbreak in six states that affect deli meat. Listeria is what caused a huge outbreak, the last decade. I think it was linked to cantaloupe. And it killed multiple people, hospitalized others. Now we have, I think, two people have died, 13 people hospitalized. One lost their baby, according to the CDC, because of listeria infection. It could cause miscarriages. So 7 have been reported in New York, 3 in Maryland, 2 in Illinois, 2 in Massachusetts, 1 in California, and 1 in New Jersey. The ages of people affected by this, 38 to 92 years old. They say most of the people are of Eastern European descent or speak Russian, according to the CDC. So they aren't sure why it affects this unless it's a certain type of food that they get at the deli, a certain thing sold, has the listeria bacteria. They want you to make sure you cook your food to at least 165 degrees. Pregnant people, those with immunocompromised conditions, are higher risk. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.